Hey, wake up. Come on already, sleepyhead, it's time to get up. There you go, just rub the sleep out of your eyes. Can you believe it, honey? Today's the day. Huh? Oh yeah, no, there's still a couple hours before your alarm's supposed to go off. I just figured that you wouldn't want to wait either. Aren't you excited, baby? Everything we've wished for is about to come true. Come on, you know you can't hide it from me. There's that adorable smile. Oh, you're such a cutie! I can't wait to smother you in hugs and kisses. As soon as I get my body back, you're going to be in for a very long cuddle session. Now hurry up and go make breakfast. We can't risk an empty stomach throwing something off. Are you sure you don't want 2 cups of tea? The extra caffeine might be helpful. Well, if you say so, I trust your judgment. It's gotten us this far. Well, with my guidance, that is. It would be a shame if you ignored that now. I'm just teasing you. We're as ready as we'll ever be. Conditions are ideal. All the other variables are accounted for. I spent the entire night poring over our notes, making sure we hadn't missed anything. Of course we didn't. So now it comes down to you. If you can pull off this spell, I'll finally be human again. Imagine it, honey. Brushing a stray lock of hair from my forehead. Holding my hand while we watch movies. We'll be a normal couple. That's all I've wanted since I met you. After I died, I thought I was fated to spend the rest of my existence as a hollow shell. A ghost. I couldn't even leave this house. It was humiliating. Every second of my life, of my real life, was devoted to the pursuit of knowledge. Having my soul bound to this dull plot of land, to be cut off from the rest of the world, I can't imagine a worse torment. By the time you arrived here, I'd almost given up hope. No one could hear me, and every effort I made to communicate was met with terror. People would move in and then run away in a matter of months. It didn't take long for them to start calling this house haunted.
"That's where the mad scientist died," they'd say. "You don't want to live there."
Ridiculous. These were people I knew, people I'd seen walking their dogs, and here they were saying these horrible things about me, saying that they'd always known that I was a little off. But then, one day, you walked through the front door. I came down to get a better look at you, wondering how long this new one would last, and you stared right at me and introduced yourself. I didn't know how to respond. I thought I was going crazy. But you just went on talking like it was the most normal thing in the world. You explained how you'd been looking for a good haunted house to move into and came across this place. No one else was willing to make an offer, so you got it for dirt cheap. I guess it makes sense. If I'd grown up seeing ghosts, I probably wouldn't be afraid of them either. And haunted houses generally sell for cheaper as long as you don't mind what else you'll be living with. Still, I couldn't believe my luck. I finally had someone I could talk to. But it wasn't just that. From the moment we met, I felt like I knew you. It's true, honey. And as we spent more time together in this house, I started to realize that I was falling in love. Being around you made me think I was actually worth saving. Every time I looked into your eyes, I knew there was someone who needed me. It lit that old fire in me. I felt like I was alive again. I'm making you blush. Aw, there's no reason to be embarrassed. After all, we really were made for each other. Before we met, I was so wrapped up in my own assumptions of the world, my own biases, that I forgot to listen. It's what got me in this position to begin with.
Evidently, you shouldn't try to build a fusion reactor in your own home, especially when your equipment isn't properly insulated.
Well, the city council had a point there, I'll admit it. But being with you these past few months has opened my eyes. There are forces in nature that I can't fully comprehend. I realize that now.
Plus, it's great having something with patience around for once. Not many people would spend 2 weeks listening to a ghost explain how to hook up an EMF meter to her old computer.
And I know you, well, you appreciated the company too. Listen, I'm glad you found me. It couldn't have been easy for you out there knowing what you do. Hey, it's okay. You have me now, right? I'm here for you. Everything that you see, that you feel, I can prove it.
Our individual understandings were incomplete. Together, though, there isn't anything we can't do. That's why I know we can pull this off. It isn't just work for me. I love you more than you can even imagine, honey, and I am not going to let you down. Sorry, I got a little emotional there. No, I just want you to understand how much I appreciate you, honey, no matter what happens. So, are you ready to do this? Yeah, I'm good. A little nervous, but it's fine. It's fine. We got this. It'll be a huge relief to get all this crap out of the living room. Yep, I already warmed up the containment field. Once it strengthens my energy signature, your spell should be able to bring me back. Now remember, stay in the protective circle. It's one ghost per house, got it? That's it. Just stay there and try to move as little as possible. Guess there's no use quadruple checking. Let's do it. I'm going to count you down. Start the ritual when I reach zero. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Something's definitely happening. I feel tingly. It's working. Holy fucking shit, it's working. I can feel my body, like my actual flesh and blood body. My physical form is slowly phasing back in, taking over my undead shade. I just felt my heart beat. It's really happening. All of our work is paying off. I'm coming back to life. We're geniuses. Take that, you bastards. Not even death can stop me. Incredible. There isn't a scar on my body. I'm not even sore. It's like I was completely healed. Oh, honey, come here. My beautiful, wonderful baby. You pulled that off without a hitch. I couldn't have hoped for a better partner. What? Oh, yeah, I guess I am naked. Probably a side effect of the containment field. But who cares? We just did the impossible, sweetie. Aren't you thrilled? I have a body again. I can finally touch you. There. Don't you just want to run your hands all over me? Please? It's been so long since I've felt pleasure like this. Just let me indulge myself a little. God, your body feels so good. So warm. I don't want to let it go. I never told you this, honey, but I've always had a very high libido. When I was alive, I used to make myself orgasm at least twice every night. I bet you can see it right now. Me with my legs spread, rubbing my clit to get warmed up before shoving a finger in and squirting all over the bed. The room you sleep in every night is the same one where I'd stay up late playing with myself, desperately humping my pillow until I finally came. I haven't been able to satisfy myself in months, sweetie. I didn't have to. Ghosts don't really have physical needs, after all. But now all that built-up frustration is hitting me like a tidal wave. Just holding you like this is enough to make me wet. Looks like I'm not the only one getting worked up. Don't deny it, honey. I saw you staring at my breasts. It's okay. I like thinking about how hard I'm making you right now. In fact, I'd be a little upset if you weren't turned on. Mm. If you want, I can make you feel even better. I know we planned on doing something special for our first time together, but I really don't think I can wait any longer, sweetie. Well, how about if you don't stick it in? That'd be okay, right? I knew you would understand. Don't worry. It'll only be a little bit. Just enough to make me come. Now let's get those pants off. Oh, honey, your cock got so stiff for me. Fuck. I wish you could just ram it inside me right here. No, you're right. We agreed to wait. I want it so bad. Okay, sweetie, how about you just stick it between my thighs? They're already slippery with my juices, so you won't even have to lube up. That's it. Oh, holy shit, that feels amazing. Yeah, start thrusting your hips. Slide your cock between my pussy lips, honey. Yes, there you go. That's my good boy. Do you like being pressed into my chest like this? It's okay. I won't let you go. Just keep thrusting. Yeah. You don't mind me squeezing your ass, do you? I'm only trying to guide your hips, sweetie. Listen to those adorable moans. You're feeling good too, aren't you? Fuck, it isn't enough. My pussy is aching for you, honey. I need your cock inside me. Please. I mean, our experiment was a success. Shouldn't we celebrate? Come on, I know you want it. Your cock has been throbbing like crazy for a while now. Right here is fine. You can fuck me as hard as you want. Just let me get on the couch and adjust my legs. There. I'm ready. Oh, yes, baby. Spread my juices all over the head of your cock. Do it. Put it inside me. Yes. Oh my God, yes. Grind your cock all the way inside me, sweetie. I want to feel every inch. Oh, that's so much better than my fingers. You're filling me so wonderfully. Yeah, you can start thrusting. Don't hold back. Do you like how my pussy is twitching around you? I'm so sensitive right now. Every time you move, it's like there's an electric current running through my body. Kiss me, sweetie. Kiss me. I can't believe we're only doing this now. That I was missing out on this amazing dick. Faster. Yes. Give it to me hard. Don't stop. Don't stop, honey. I'm getting close. Yeah. That's it. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, God. Wait, why are you pulling out? Honey, you're shooting your cum all over my stomach. What a waste. I wanted to feel you pumping your load inside me. No, it's all right. Just hand me some tissues. That's better. Ready for round two? I don't care if you've gone soft. That's an easily fixable problem, and I'm still really horny. Here, lie down on the couch, and I'll just get on my knees. See? It already twitched.
I can taste myself on you, sweetie. So good. Let me clean you off, honey. Don't worry. I'll suck all the sperm out of your cock. There we go. How about I give your balls a little attention, too? Oh. Oh, you like that, do you? You've got the cutest expression on your face right now. Yeah? Do you have another creamy load saved up for me? Do you want to shoot it out inside my tight, fertile pussy? Hmm? Good boy. I like it when you're honest. Okay, I'm gonna straddle you. Watch as I slowly lower myself down on your shaft, baby. Oh, fuck. This is where you belong. Underneath me. My pussy clenching around your thick shaft. Oh, I'm gonna make it so you can't come anywhere but inside me. Got it? From now on, you don't get to orgasm unless I say you can. Your cock, your cum belongs to me. That's it. Just lie back and let me do all the work. I can take you so much deeper like this. Oh, yeah. Keep hitting that spot. Oh, God, that feels amazing, honey. Oh, I love you so much. Yes. I bet you didn't imagine I'd be riding you like this when you woke up this morning. Well, I did. I've had my eyes on you this whole time. Even without a body, I knew I wanted you. I sometimes daydreamed about what I would do if I ever came back. And now... now I get to act out all those delicious fantasies. So good. You feel so good, baby. Fuck, I think I'm getting closer. I'm getting close. Don't stop. I want to feel you erupt inside me. There's no way you're pulling out this time. Yes. Yes, faster. Oh, God. I'm coming, baby. I'm coming all over you. Fuck. You let out a lot for being your second orgasm. It feels so hot inside my pussy. Phew. Now that's how you come back from the dead. Honestly, though, I think that helped me get reacquainted to my senses. My muscles felt a little stiff at first. But it's nice to finally be here with you. Even a simple thing like a hug makes a big difference. I actually feel present for once. And satisfied. That too. So what now? I hadn't really planned for what came after. I know! Why don't you become my research assistant? Of course you'll still be my partner first, but I could use an extra pair of hands in the lab. And think of the possibilities if we put our heads together on something else. Fuck, it's making me excited again. You might have to get ready for another round, sweetie. I mean it. So get your rest while you can. How about 30 minutes? Yes, I think that's more than generous. And if you're still not prepared by then, well, I know a few tricks that might help out.